This program is brought to you by Resonance FM. If you like what you hear, please support our work by making a donation at resonancefm.com/donate.
That horse is holding his head up high, and the blood that's flowing so freely around his swinging testicles is staying out of his bucket-like nostrils so he can breathe and get me through the valley that's the valley of decision. Will you beat those plowshares in the axes and drive those spades and shovels into knives, pound those tin cans into bullets? 'Cause when Jesus said, "Suffer the children," he didn't mean that way! It's over for you. It's finished, my beautiful Romeos. My children, it's finished. It's finished. You yank that horse's head around and you drive your way up to the periphery of the battlefield that is Megiddo. Crazy man standing there with a rocket in his hand, looking out over the sunshine and the starshine and the moonset. Things will be a little bit different this time. This time around in these parts, things will be way different. So cash your checks. Punch your tickets. Redeem your coupons. Time for partying is done.
Thank you. paint, I hit. I do not paint, I hit. I do not paint, I do not paint, I hit. I do not paint, I hit. I do not paint, I hit. I do not paint, I do not paint, I hit. I hit.
Thank you. Il était milliardaire, milliardaire. Colombe, Colombe. C'est pas pour une joie, pas pour une joie. Les oiseaux.
Oh!
Jean-Marie Poupine. Oh là. Ça endort le monde. Oh là. Quelle belle personne. Deuxième épisode là.
Si nous avions su que ça vous causerait tellement d'ennui, on vous les aurait donnés. Tenez, père, je vous donne les deux pets.
Oh!
Contre la maternité, contre le pognon, contre tout ça, le bien-être et l'amitié. Ça, ça fera les peu d'élus, sinon, sinon tout pire.
Suicide Sutra. You can't remember where you are. You have forgotten who you are. You can't even remember what the words mean. And you want to change it, and you want to change it, and you want to change it, and you want to change it. And you don't know how to do it. So you tighten your fingers, you tighten your hand, you tighten your wrist, and you tighten your forearm and your elbow, and you tighten your upper arm. You are in jail! You are in jail! You are in jail! You are locked in this space. It is dark and smelly and filthy, completely depressing, completely depressing. You are alone! You are alone! You are alone! And you are lonely! And you are lonely! And you are lonely! And it's eating your heart out! And it's eating your heart out! And there's no way out! And you tighten your shoulders. And you tighten your back muscles and the curve in your back. And you tighten the cheeks of your ass. The air is liquid! The air is liquid, thick and heavy, pressing in on you. The air around your body turns to solid rock. And it's smothering you, and it's smothering you, and it's smothering you, and you can feel it inside your chest, breaking your heart. And you tighten your chest muscles, and you tighten your stomach, and you tighten your gut, and you tighten the cheeks of your ass, and your rib cage, and you lock your rib cage. You are angry, you are angry, you are angry, and you really hate it, and you really hate it, and you really hate it. And you want to scream, and you want to scream, but you can't because the sound is locked in your throat. The sound is locked in your throat. And you tighten your neck, and you tighten your forehead, and you tighten your lips, and you tighten your nose, and you tighten your cheeks, and you tighten the skin on your skull. And your eyes are open. Your eyes are open, and your eyes are popping out of your head, and your eyes are popping out of your head. You are in a doorless burning house, enclosed inside another doorless burning house, inside another doorless burning house, inside another. And you tighten your shoulders, and you tighten your arms, and you tighten your wrist, and you tighten your hand, and you tighten your fingers. There is a gun in your hand. There is a gun in your hand, a .38 caliber revolver, and it's pointing at your face, and it's pointing at your face, and it's pointing at your face. And you pull the trigger, and you pull the trigger. And the bullet shoots slowly toward your head, and the bullet shoots slowly toward your head. You are committing suicide, you are committing suicide, you are committing suicide. And it smashes into your face, and it smashes into your face, and it smashes into your face. And blows your skull open, and blows your skull open, and blood and brains and flesh and skin and hair fly into the air. You are dying! You are dying! You are dying! And you're still trying to hold it together, trying to hold it in. And you tighten your shoulders, and you tighten the curve in your back, and you suck in your crotch and your asshole, and you tighten your gut. You are dead! You are dead! You are dead! And it's the same, and it's the same, and it's the same. Nothing's changed, only it's gotten a little worse. It's more horrible. It's more horrible. You are just in another hell. And you have forgotten you are dead. And there's no way out. And there's no way out. And there's no way out. And you haven't gotten anywhere. Only here. Thank you.
Bravo. We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your homes. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorneys. Shut up! Do not attempt to think, or depression may occur. Stay in your homes. Curfew is at 7 p.m. sharp after work. Anyone caught outside the gates of their subdivisions after curfew will be shot. Remain calm. Do not panic. Your neighborhood watch officer will be by to collect urine samples in the morning. Anyone caught interfering with the collection of specimen files will be shot. Houses will be inspected for trace elements at noon. Anyone who fails to display the prescribed embossed black velvet Mexican painting of Alexander Haig on their living room wall will be shot. On all lamp posts and streetlights. Anyone who fails to attend worship services on Sunday will be promptly arrested and dispatched to the nearest re-education resort. Stay in your homes. Remain calm. The number one enemy of progress is question. National security is more important than individual will. sports broadcasts will proceed as usual. No more than two people may gather anywhere at one time without permission. Use only the drugs prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question. Shut up! The comfort you've demanded is now mandatory. Relax. Be happy. Relax. Be happy. At last, everything is done for you. Done for you. Done for you.
Where you gonna hide?
are you gonna hide? The president, because some folks vote and some folks can't. The hippies sing a flower song while that clock running is going on. More new hope for integration in this segregated nation. Where you gonna hide? Where you gonna run to? Tell me where you gonna hide.
This is a true story. A rusted out, black and white police van came to a stop at the red light on 16th Street, gunning its engine. The two cops in front were staring through the windshield, with both of them wearing wraparound sunglasses. A trio of Victory Outreach Group street workers, ex-convicts, and gangbangers who were now in the service of Jesus Christ and the gospel took advantage of the idling van and ran up to the window, with the first guy yipping, "Officer, you want to buy a ticket to our church raffle? It's for a good cause, S.A." The cop riding shotgun swiveled his boulder head ever so precisely, like his neck was rolling on ball bearings. He looked at the evangelico, an overly enthused vato in a blue headband and a sagging jeans, and then he took in the man's associates, two studs who were going to fat, losing their prison muscle. "Man, I don't want to buy anything from you. I do enough," he said politely. The three vatos chuckled nervously, standing by the van's side. "Do you know what, homeboys?" the cop explained to them. "I give my everything for San Francisco. I bleed for this goddamn city. So why don't you dwarves get away from the vehicle, or I'll bust your asses for pandering." The light turned to green, and the van moved off in a gust of smoke, leaving the once-upon-a-time gangsters to cough their guts out by the curb on Mission Street.
Exhausted watching him.
Thank you. Cousin Mosquito number 2. Spoken, played, and sung by Melinda Jackson Parker. Cousin Mosquito and his solo. It has the sting of death. Always sing before he sting. Beware, take my advice. Mosquito is no friend to man. When you're living in a tropical country or visiting, it's all the same. Use DDT and destroy this wicked demon. Blood-sapping creature. Prevent this tiny creature from sapping all of your blood. Watch, pray, prevent, and save your little toe.
Mosquito.
Watch your little soul, and when you're in love.
of human blood. Beware!
This program has been brought to you by Resonance FM. If you like what you heard, please support our work by making a donation at resonancefm.com/donate.